This is Everything Home, the transformational show about life, laughter, and the pursuit of happiness delivered by good people doing good business and good things. Ready to be entertained, yet learn some incredible information. This is Everything Home, and this is Michelle Swinnick.
Hey, it is Friday, June 16th. I can't believe it's June already. And it's been 220 days since the most fraudulent, corrupt, rigged, mismanaged, incompetent, deceitful, chaotic, tyrannical, malfeasance, maladministration, disenfranchising, and voter suppression election our country has ever had, with the worst being right here. Mayor Corruption County, Anarchy, Arizona flag is still upside down. I need everybody to join us on the battlefield to turn that right side up. Good thing we have solutions today. It was an administrative insurrection. They stole your sacred right to choose your representatives through your vote. And they did it across the whole country. They did it in the 2022 primaries. They did it in the 2020 general election. And of course, the 2020 primaries all need to be redone, people. Fraudulent elections allow demons to control our lives, destroy our country, and gives them free reign to sex slave traffic. Yes, you heard me. Sex slave traffic, rape and murder children and harvest their organs and blood. Gonna keep saying it every day. Got a tearjerker for you here. And today's guest is my buddy, Daniel Wood. We are talking the Constitution, elections, and the solution to take back Arizona and America. It's coming. We need you to get on board. So grab your pen and paper, put on your helmet, sense cap, tune in, and tell all of your friends to watch the show. We are changing the direction of the country right now. Moving forward, here we go. Go to savemyfreedom.us. That's savemyfreedom.us during the break. Subscribe. I need you guys on the battlefield. We got to take this seriously. We have an option and an opportunity to save the state. Not a save. We're going to take back Arizona. We're going to take back the country. We'll be right back after the break.
At the Brighteon store, we offer a variety of colloidal silver solutions that we make in Texas using Texas rainwater and specialized circuitry that I personally designed to produce silver ions in purified rainwater. We have a colloidal silver extra strength spray, a silver-based first aid gel, as well as a colloidal silver herbal mouthwash solution that people just rave about. Each one of these is subjected to our rigorous laboratory testing for metals, glyphosate, and microbiology in order to ensure product purity and safety for your health. We manufacture our own silver products right in the heart of Texas and deliver them to you using our own warehousing and fulfillment infrastructure that we built to serve real America. All of us here at Brighteon thank you for your support. Shop our silver products at BrighteonStore.com.
Hi, Canadians. This is Robert Blake coming from Reawakening Tour in Miami, Florida. Thanks for having us on Brighteon. And I'm here to do an interview to bring back some information to the Freedom Fighters of Canada.
In recent years, the world has only become increasingly more chaotic and uncertain. Disruptions to the supply chain have resulted in global food shortages, making it difficult for us to access the very resources we need to live in a functioning society. That's why it is now more important than ever to be prepared for the unexpected. Here at Brighteon and BrighteonStore.com, we've made it our mission to help you and your loved ones be prepared for any emergency, which is why we are dedicated to bringing you a wide selection of ultra-clean and lab-verified superfoods, supplements, preparedness items, and other health products. So support your health and this free speech platform by shopping at BrighteonStore.com today.
Hey, we're back. Get ready. The show is going to change the direction of the state of Arizona and the entire country. So you saw that show, Jesus Rocks, my favorite show. Lucy DeGrazia, the most amazing host there is. She's so much better than me, but that's okay. And if you get a chance, you got to watch her. She was one of those AZ superstars, the rock stars that were on the flag shirt or the flag day. Well, flag shirt's true. So and the flag day event that we had on Wednesday. But watch these episodes of Jesus Rocks. They're evergreen. We're not doing any new ones. I'm trying to get her to do one more like a best of type of thing. So I'm pushing, guys. Go to JesusRocksLive.com and Brighton picks it up on Sundays at 6:30 a.m. I'm supposed to be doing Wednesdays, but I've got to change the graphics. So I'm not going to be able to run them. You're going to have to take some responsibility to save your own soul, people, and watch these shows. I guarantee you it's going to give you the tools that you need to get through the trials and tribulations and the demons that are coming at you more so than ever before. And it's going to get worse. That's okay. But we're going to get through this together. And we're giving you the tools. They're right there in the show, Jesus Rocks. It's 23 episodes. And everything is listed at savemyfreedom.us. There's a tab on there that says watch Jesus Rocks. So you can go ahead and pick any of them. A lot of them deal with the children. I'm going to be emoji face. We're going to get that here shortly. And we're also on Conservative Television America. Of course, this show is on Fridays at 4 p.m. Pacific time, 7 p.m. Eastern time. And I'm changing the name of the show. Okay, I'm going to take care of that in the second portion. I'm going to show you that too, because doesn't apply anymore to like this whole thing that we're doing now, right? It doesn't, but that's okay. You bob and weave and you change, you transition. I'm transitioning. we're also on the Conservative Television of America, Right America Media, The Flame, USA TV, Your News, and Frank Speech. And then we're going to try to see if we can warm our way onto a couple other platforms. We've got to get this content out. This content, again, is changing. This content, the stuff you're going to learn today, the stuff that you get here every week can change your life and should change your life. It will change your life and it'll change the country. And we're going to be able to get that fly right side up. We're going to do it together. Okay. So the whole goal is we need the warriors to show up on the battlefield and the people that want to become them, right? And that's, we're going to talk about the campaign that we're doing. Oh, yes, it is time, guys. It is the third installment of the One Click Email All campaign. This is going to be the most exciting one because this one's going to make the biggest impact. And Daniel's going to share all that information with us. So I'm going to read this real quick. I got a couple of things here, right? We're talking warriors, right? So we're rounding up the warriors. I told you that. When the angel of the Lord appeared to Gideon, he said, "The Lord is with you, mighty warrior." Warrior, Judges 6:12. Christine Reagan, Act for America, you know, that's our partner in these one-click email campaigns. She said, "Michelle, have you read the book of Judges?" I said, "Well, I read 6, 7, and 8 because it had to do with Gideon." She said, "I need you to read that tonight." I said, "I will." So I encourage you to join me. I mean, not at my house. You do it on your own, but I want you to read Judges, okay? I want you to read Judges tonight because you are going to get on the battlefield. You're going to pray, plan, take action. All right, so let's do this. Bring on my buddy Daniel Wood. We're talking Constitution. We're talking remonstrances. And how we're going to take back the state of Arizona and the country. Tell everybody hello, Daniel.
Hey, how you doing?
I am excellent. Daniel does all of his shows with us in the car, just in case he needs to do a quick getaway. So, but he's not driving right now. So he was on episode 78 with driving. Leslie. No, he's not driving. It's safe. He's safe, everybody. Don't worry. The mastermind is safe. So he was on episode 78 in that Arizona Corruption Exposed Toolkit with Leslie Kung Fu Shepherd. And that's when we first started talking about the remonstrance and the notices that he filed. And then also he did a solo and explained it. And it's episode 79. So those are two that you can watch. But we're going to go through some stuff today. So I'm going to take you kind of down a little journey. Okay. A little journey as to who and why you're going to want to get involved and do the one-click email campaign, go to the Board of Supervisors meetings, get these elections, take them back because they're illegal and they're also beyond corrupt. So, Daniel, give them kind of an overview of what you've done, and then I want to show some pictures for everybody.
So there's been a group of the patriots of just, you know, the people, individuals, as per the Constitution, who the last 2.5-3 years, we've fought in court. We've taken common law writs into court to address the election issues. During all of this, we have found where the courts have tried to keep us out of the court of record, which is, you know, belongs to the people per the Constitution, and put us into a administrative court. So we started messing around, looking at all that, learning from it. And then what we found is through this time, we found that there was laws and rules and acts that were put in place that interfere with our elections that are unconstitutional. This, like I said, this took about 2.5-3 years of going through it. We, during this time, we actually went to all the board of supervisors in Arizona County and addressed the fact that these elections were unconstitutional. We're able to show them. We ended up in Cochise County. The people happened to have a huge gathering there when we went down, and the people got presented because we had a big presentation of showing how the elections were unconstitutional because the use of the HAVA Act in our election process. And once they saw that, they got behind it, put the pressure on the Board of Supervisors to the point to where the Board of Supervisors, they weren't going to sign off on the election. Matter of fact, they got Mark Elias came down and they got pulled into it and into court and kind of been tricked into signing off on the elections. At the same time, if you go back during that time, 2022 election, if you go back, you will see Mojave County was one of the counties who had to vote under duress and so on because the lawyers were stepping up and threatening them and everything. Me, by the way, so you know, lawyers per state law are not to interfere or appear to interfere with any manners when it comes to making decisions on the people, on the behalf of the people. And that's what exactly they did. So that's just a real quick gist of it. You know, after we did all that, we actually finally took all that we learned and sat down and did this remonstrance and just basically learned about how their arguments, we looked at their arguments back at ours and just saw that they really didn't have any arguments. But some of the stuff that they came at us with gave us the ability to go look here or look there. And then we found in the Constitution multiple things. Some of those things was the Board of Supervisors were trying to say they don't have the power over a method of elections. Well, that's a lie. Because in Article 12, Section 8 of the Arizona Constitution, they do have powers over the method of elections. And basically it goes this, the county charter shall provide for an elective governing body and the method of elections. There's more in there. I just shortened it real quick, but there's a lot more in there. So, you know, there was multiple things that we found that the lawyers were lying about. The Secretary of State was holding away from holding from the counties and so on. So it became a big deal. And this remonstrance covers everything. There's no fighting it. All the election process has been unconstitutional. The use of corporations, it's unconstitutional, all of it. All elections are to be held by the people, and they're not.
Yeah, it's interesting. Did you notice how he was saying everybody was doing this? Well, I can't do anything. It's that guy's deal. It reminds me of Wendy Dodgers saying, well, I don't have subpoena power. I can't investigate. Meanwhile, she's the chair of the elections committee. And behind her in the LD12 meeting, those big screens, they're all like ARS statute, the ARS, wow, four, I think, what, 41-1151, that it says she has subpoena powers because she's a chair. Yeah. And you're just like, you can't do this anymore, guys. So the turds can't do this anymore because they even have plenary authority over the manner in which the elections for the presidential elections are done, which they did that half-assed. We talked about that last week and the week before, 1037, right? So we could still use it to our advantage. But we know they have the power. He just told you too, right? So no more of this, guys. It's over. Now, I gotta set you up because you gotta know who the people are, the people, right? So do real quick, video number one, Heather. Heather's in today. Well, it's nice to have her back. Nice to have you back, Heather. So video number one, please.
There are fascists active in this country. Jenna just listed off who they are. She politely calls them election deniers. I'm supposed to call them election enthusiasts as an official position of my office, but I personally prefer just calling them what they are. They are fascists.
Yeah, how dare he say that about the American people of Arizona, who actually want free, fair, and honest elections. And none of this shenanigans, maladministration, insurrections from the administrators or the turds, administrators, there they are. All right, now pull up graphic 21. Now, these guys, these are just 18 of the turds. Everyone down there is now officially on notice. And they're going to be on notice even more so when you guys sign these notices and you go serve, you're going to go ahead and you can meet with them, you can hand it to them. That's just the 18 turds that illegally expelled Liz Harris. So I'm going to get another graphic. But it's everybody down there. This is on them. Okay, this is on them. What did I say in the beginning of the show? The reason why that they have control of the elections. Because the children, they want to rape your children. They do it 10 to 15, right? And they drink their blood and they eat the children. So everybody in those pictures, everybody in office, pull up the SOBs, number 22. Everybody in the executive branches, this is Mayor Corruption County's SOBs. Denise came up with this today. She goes, since this whole world is backwards, the state is upside down, instead of calling them BOS, Board of Supervisors, they're now the SOBs, okay? Those people, those five people, they're just as guilty as the people that rape children for allowing these elections to be run the way that they are, because it's all by design. They're all in on it. And the turds, they've done nothing. Who investigated November 8th? Anybody? Wendy Dodgers, you had $3.3 million. Did you investigate? No. Did anybody investigate? Anybody look to see what was the problem? Well, okay. They're all guilty. They might as well be raping the children themselves. And the reason why I'm going hardcore with this, because everybody needs to take this seriously. The border's wide open. Why? They need more inventory. The inventory's the children. We have failed as adults in the state of Arizona and the country because we have not stood in the gap for the children. This is happening all over the country. The movie Sound of Freedom is coming out July 4th. They want 2 million people to go because there's 2 million children that are being trafficked all over the world because people like that are pieces of shit. Now I'm going to play the trailer because I have to connect the children with the elections to get you guys to be motivated and take it seriously enough, because apparently your own freedoms aren't serious enough to stand up and have your voices heard and demand that these elections be taken care of and we take them back. Go ahead, Heather. I'm going to let that sink in. That's the reason why I need everybody in the country to get behind us here in Arizona to do a one-click email campaign. It's going to take less than 2 minutes a day like we did before. The second time you do it, it's going to be 30 seconds. You're going to do it every day. And for those of you who can go to the Board of Supervisors, the Mayor of Corruption County, SOBs, you're going to do it in person. Now, real quick, we're going to go to commercial. Pop up 18 for me. I want to see my Jesus is King above the Mayor of Corruption County Courthouse. James 4:17, remember, it is a sin to know what you ought to do and then not do it. It's a national, nationwide call to action. Everybody needs to be talking about taking back our state, their own states, and the country. And this is the vehicle, the mechanism to do it. We need to get loud, people. You need to bring your friends on board. I can't make it any easier than between 30 seconds and 2 minutes a day. That's all I'm asking. We'll be right back after the break. Go buy some tickets.
The Brighteon store understands the importance of getting all the nutrients you need to support the healthy functions of your body. Our nutrient-dense superfoods and supplements can help nourish your body and promote your optimal health and well-being. 100% customer satisfaction guarantee on all purchases. You deserve the best. BrighteonStore.com. Support this amazing platform and amazing Patriots for Humanity.
Use promo code HOME at checkout for additional savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. During these times, your support has meant everything to us. My employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. For example, you can get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99 a set. That's a savings of 60% and the lowest price in history. And remember, they're made with the world's best cotton, grown where the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River all meet. They come with my 10-year warranty, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. So go to MyPillow.com now and use the promo code on your screen or call the 1-800 number below to get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99, the lowest price in history. If you do it right now, I'm also going to include a free gift with your purchase. Thank you and God bless.
True is what we are. To the stars and the stripes, in one nation under God, where the bald eagle flies. In memory of our founding fathers, where we stand in solidarity, wearing freedom proud, believing we will endure in our most beloved nation. The home of the brave, the land of the free, is where we shall be. The flag shirt, where freedom reigns.
All right, well, it was a little heavy maybe for some of you. Well, just be thankful you're not one of those kids, but that's why we need to do this. It's finally our turn, our time to stand in the gap for the children, okay? So I normally do this stuff about the promos and all that, so we're shortening it up because I want to keep the mood. I want to keep your attention. Daniel's gonna explain some things here, and then we're going to have a call to action. But just pop up the marketplace so you guys know what I need you to do. Is I want everybody to go to savemyfreedom.us. Savemyfreedom.us. There's a marketplace tab. Go check out those amazing products and services from all companies that are doing things that are good. They're Christian-oriented companies, right? Not all of them, but a lot of them. They're doing things. At least they share our value systems, right? And they're on our side. They're not trying to censor us like a bunch of demons that are out there. So Save My Freedom, all of that. Remember, there's the 6 different websites that are intertwined with this. Plus, then this is how I'm going to be sending out information about this campaign, this movement, because it's going to require boots on the ground, too, because we're going to come from every direction across the whole country. And what we're going to be doing is we have these nationwide PC calls, precinct committeeman calls. We are going to make sure that we're going to get 1 to 2 to 3 people, however much it's going to take Daniel's remonstrance and notices to every state in the country. So now you're going to be able to do it for every state. You're going to sign for every state. And Christine Reagan, Act for America, they're partnering with this. They have the technology. She'll set it up on their computer system with their technology for every single state. So we've got everybody in the country from every single state. We've got all these people coming after them and saying, hey, no more. We're taking it back. It's against the Constitution. There's nowhere for them to go. Again, it's our time to get loud, to stand up, speak up, and show up and take it all back. Okay, that's what we're doing. And I need everybody to jump on board. So savemyfreedom.us and the website that's going to take you, because Christine, she just launched it. So you got to give me like 15 minutes, 20 minutes after the show, and I'm going to link it. It's going to be azsavesamerica.us. They all connect. So you go to savemyfreedom.us. It's going to be a tab up there. And if you see what the flag event that we just did, the amazing 8 hours, if you want to watch that, you click on the tab right there. But it's going to be the second tab, and it's going to be the one-click campaign. And it's not just for people in Arizona. There's going to be two. It's going to be one for people in Arizona and one for the rest of the country that's supporting Arizona. And Daniel and I are going to do a Zoom call. So if there's anybody in the country that wants to start it in their state, you're going to send me an email. And you can do that through the Save My Freedom when you sign up. You're going to send me an email. And then we're doing a Zoom call. And that's on Wednesday at 6 p.m. Pacific time. And we're going to explain to you guys how to do this. It's very easy. It's very easy. You're just going to cut and paste. Christine's going to take care of the tech for you. She's going to tell you what she needs from you. And you guys are going to go ahead and push this out there. We need it in all 50 states. We come at them from every single direction at this point to take this country back. It's 100% feasible. All right, Daniel, I'm just going to let you rip for a little bit here and get the people on board on what they need to know.
All right, well, thank you. I'm kind of like at loss for words because for some reason the Lord just put it on my heart. You know, this whole child trafficking thing, people have got to understand how big it is. Like, you know, a lot of folks, I'm prior law enforcement, and as a rookie, I had a situation to where I had to go do a report where a child was molested, an 8-month-old baby, by a grown man. It was not molested. The grown man had sex with this child. That stuff right now, a lot of people in America are oblivious to what's going on, or they know and they don't want to accept it because that means they'd have to do something about it, right? America is a multi-billion dollar industry when it comes to child trafficking. And on top of it, a lot of people don't know, but the Child Protective Services, they're not there to protect our children. It's actually the ring. It's the federal ring used to traffic our children. They take our kids away from their parents. What they do is they'll put the parents in administrative court where they don't even have the Constitution to protect them, right? And so that's how they take the kids away. And then the parents are sitting here doing everything they can to fight to protect and bring and save their children. And they can't because you've got a corrupt government, right? Well, what's the result of that? Well, the elections. Our elections is a result of all of this. A lot of people don't understand that our elections are unconstitutional. They're not being held as what it's meant by the founding fathers and the fundamental principles, where it's meant to be held by the people, right? And that's what I've seen as in the 3 years, and that's why I've been. This is what keeps me so focused on just the elections. Everybody is trying to look at everything else. Well, you can look at everything else, and it's not going to fix it until you fix the elections, until you get these corrupt individuals out, right? So, you know, what did we start doing? We started looking on how to fight. We started looking at court stuff. We started looking at, you know, remonstrance, the fundamental principles, and then we started applying it. It wasn't until we started applying all of this stuff, these fundamental principles, and going to our representatives until we started seeing things move, start shifting to the favor of the people, right? And once we did that, that's when we recognized, whoa, wait a minute. We're going about this a little bit wrong. We need to start teaching the people the fundamental principles and show them how to go to their representatives. Don't expect your representatives to come to you. You're the one that's supposed to, it's your duty, the people's duty, in order to, you know, maintain this government. We're the ones that are going to right this ship, not the government. The government doesn't want to. It wants to remain in power over you, the people, when they're supposed to be servants. I tell you what, you should see, like, I've been reading in the Library Law of Congress, all these old documents, 1800s, 1600s, and all of our old representatives who were, you know, they would give speeches, and at the end, they would sign off, you know, you're humble and faithful servant. You know, it's like they took pride in being servants for the people. Why not? I took pride in being a servant for the people as a Marine, as a law enforcement officer, being able to be there for people. A lot of ours don't. They take in pride, you know, your king. They try to rule over you. I mean, it's like it's amazing how America just expects that, you know, we're just gonna vote them in and be done with it. They gave us a good speech, you know, while they were campaigning, and I liked what they said, so they're good. I trust them, right? No, that ain't how it goes. We've got to go and vet every single one of them. We've got to get involved and get involved in the election process too. See, a lot of things aren't moving either because of the fact that, well, let's look at this. President Trump has his rallies. Love the president, okay? He's a great guy. He'll have 100,000 people show up at a rally just like that, but you have 10 people show up with your government officials, right? 100,000 will go and complain about what our government officials are doing, but they won't go to them and address them like you're supposed to per the Constitution. As like it says in our Arizona Constitution, Article 2, Section 1. It says a frequent recurrence to fundamental principles is essential to the security of individual rights and the perpetuity of a free government. Ladies and gentlemen, we have the time right now. We have been put in this place, this time, to go. This is where our God put us here to do the right thing, stand up and go against this evil, and educate our government officials. Show them what the law says. Show them what the fundamental principle says, and show them what we want. But you have to get involved, America. You're going to have to get involved. Sitting around and complaining and talking on Facebook is not going to get anything done. And just so you know, in the parties, if they come to you in your parties, right? If they come to you in your party systems, Republican, Democrat, guess what? They're not acting in official capacity, in official duties. And so they can do and say whatever they want. But see, when you go to them while they're acting in their official capacities, they're going to be held under a court of record. That's why it's important. You have to go to them, right? And I encourage people to go look up what was going on in Cochise County in 2022. You'll see, if you'll look, you'll see you can research us, you know, Daniel Wood and all that, and you can find where we went down there and petitioned our government, and they moved. They moved on behalf of the people. They weren't going to sign off on the election. They were tricked into it, but that's okay because that was a fight won and lost, and we're going to push forward and win more fights, and that's what it's about. That's what our founding fathers did. You know, they didn't know they were going to form this nation. They just knew they were going to walk by faith, not by sight, and do something so they can become free men, free of a tyranny, right? Mm-hmm. Well, right now, we're in tyranny. And so now you see, folks, I'm trying to lead by example. You know, and I hope other people see it. It's not about me. It's about showing what can happen when you stand up and you do the right thing, right? When you start standing up against people, you know, this wrong, and you start showing the right, and you become a light. Not only do you become a light to this your little area, but you start shining bright enough to where others do, and then next thing you know it, heck, you know, what's going to happen is China's going to have to put sunglasses on because Statue of Liberty's sun is so bright they don't know what to do. You know what I mean? It's amazing. So here's the thing. Article 2, Section 6, freedom of speech and press. Every person may freely speak, write, and publish on all subjects, being responsible for the abuse of that right. We have an abuse. Our election's being taken away, right? Stolen from us. Well, I had a right to speak freely, right? Freely speak, write, and publish on matters that is, you know, abuse of my right. So what did I do? The remonstrance. And then I go around and I go to the representatives and I speak publicly about it. I show them, right? I'm exercising my rights. See, everybody talks about their rights, but they don't exercise them, you know? So, and I want the people to understand, the Constitution didn't give us the rights. We wrote the rights in the Constitution so the government knows, don't you come after us. Don't you violate these rights. And see, the people, the misconception is where everybody believes that the Constitution gives you rights. No. The Constitution shows the government and the government officials where they're not going to, you know, go across them boundaries, okay? By the way, when they do, it's a trespass against the people, and therefore it's treasonous. And so these are things that a lot of people don't know. Well, there's a, you know, a lot of some folks are bringing up something about I'm gonna look up something. They were bringing up stuff about the fact that there's some things in the Constitution that, you know, that's, you know, gives the legislative power. Well, I want to remind people in Article 2, Section 2 of the Arizona Constitution that all political power is inherent in the people, and government derives its just powers from the consent of the governed, right? Here's the thing that people misunderstand when it says by the consent of the governed. You're not the governed. America, you are not the ones governed, okay? You're the ones that have all political power. You're the ones that wrote the Constitution. You have power over the government and the government officials. The government officials took an oath to the Constitution. Well, they were supposed to take an oath to the Constitution, right?
Right.
But and by doing that, they're consenting to be governed by the government, right? And then they're in place to protect and maintain our individual rights. Do you feel like they're doing that? No. I can talk to you one after another. They don't feel like their government's doing what the people had put them there to do. And so, but then they don't go address it. That's why we have to go address it. By addressing this stuff, by going there, they see you standing up, right? You saw what happened when you had the Antifa and all of that. Seemed like Antifa made people move. Well, I'm not saying that we be like Antifa, because no, we're not. We're better than that. We can peacefully assemble and petition our government. We don't need to do what they're doing, right? Because we have the power of the pen. We have the power of the fundamental principles, and we have the power of God behind us. And I tell you what, when I was looking back in those old documents, our founding fathers knew what was going to really drive this nation, and they knew it was God Almighty. That's why they're trying to take God out of this country in the first place, is because that's where our power comes from. See, when it says our life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness, we have an inherent right to that. That inherent right, it's because it was given to us by God. So you can't take that away. And guess who gave us dominion over this land? God Almighty, Genesis. Go look in Genesis chapter 1. You will see. He didn't give governments dominion over this land. He gave us. And then us, the people, came together and formed a more perfect union, right? If you look at the preamble, you go back and look at the preamble, right? So that being said, I kind of also want to address something. And this is kind of, give me 1 second. Maybe there's a general out there or something that's listening. So we have a violation of the Constitution. The election process, because it was unconstitutional, the form wasn't followed, procedures weren't followed, it's null and void. That means everybody in our government, supposed government, they're in office unconstitutionally. They are usurping the position. They are the insurrectionists, okay? They are, and that's why we have to go to them and put it hard on them and show them the laws, because I know there's some of our representatives in there, they don't know this stuff, and they're wanting to do what's right, but we have to go to them and show them what they can do to right this wrong, right? And so that's why it's so important. And another part I want to talk about, and I'm kind of going fast and I'm up and going, but listen, guys, I'm going to take you to the very first law ever made done in America, okay? And there's a reason why, because see, in the military, we take something very serious, and that's our oath of office. Our oath of office is very important because it's us binding ourselves, right? One thing about us military guys that we know, when we take that oath, it's more serious than people understand. We're taking an oath understanding that we're going to lay down our lives for this country, for you, the people, right? And so that's why it's so serious to us, because we know once we take that, we're going into servitude for you, the people, and if it comes down to it, we will put our life on the line. It is so important. Our founding fathers knew that was important, too, and that was the very first statute they put in place in Congress, the first Congress they put in place, because they needed people to understand that when the government comes and to do the people's affairs, right, they are to take an oath to the United States of Constitution. I didn't say United States of America. Their first duty is to take an oath to the United States Constitution. There's a big key there, okay? I'm going to read something to you. This is amazing. The laws of the United States, acts of the first Congress of the United States. Does it say United States of America? Y'all need to read this and look into it. Passed at the first session, which was begun and held at the city of New York on Wednesday, March 4th, 1789, and continued to September 29th, 1989. George Washington, president. John Adams, vice president of the United States and president of the Senate. Frederick Augusta Muhlenberg, speaker of the House of Representatives. Chapter 1, Statute 1, an act to regulate the time and manner of administering certain oaths. So listen, I hope the military is listening here, because I'm telling you right now, there's not been a government official who has taken an oath to this oath, okay? It hasn't happened since like going back to the 1930s, which means that you have right now government officials usurping the position and acting like a foreign government. So they're going against the people. It says here, being enacted by the Senate and House of Representatives of the United States of America Congress Assembly. Now we got United States of America, because they're coming around to do the people's business. So if you go back to the preamble, you'll see what I'm talking about, that we formed the Constitution of the United States of America so our government can come together and do our business. But remember, they're there to protect the United States, the people, okay? And then it goes on to say that the oath or affirmation required by the sixth article of the Constitution of the United States shall be administered in the form following, to wit. That means it has to be exactly this way. IAB, or I, Daniel Clayton Wood, do solemnly swear or affirm, as the case may be, that I will support the Constitution of the United States. Boom, done. Nothing more, nothing less. See, once they take this oath of office, they're supposed to sign off on it. Everything, it goes into record, right? It goes into the law library, all that stuff. Know what? And if you go read further into this, it goes on further, and it says that all members, basically, all members of government, from your top government, federal government, to your local, okay, your state and local, they are to take this oath, but they haven't been doing it, all right? So they put us in a position to where they're not acting on behalf of the people. They're acting under the corporation, the United States of America, because they do take an oath to that, right? So I just put that out there so people can look into that. The right people are going to see what I'm saying, and maybe they'll step up and do something. I don't know. We'll see. But I want to also go real quick. I see the time's getting low. Just so people know, everybody's wondering about jurisdiction and stuff, and we had worked so hard, and we got our cases kicked out of our jurisdiction because we're coming common law, and we're showing violations of the Constitution. We know the Supreme Court does have jurisdiction over, you know, judicial review and stuff, but we were looking at that, and we were like, okay, if the Supreme Court can rule on, you know, affirm, reaffirm, and confirm what the law says, but there's not too much they can enforce. It goes back to the legislator. But if we got violations of the Constitution, who can bring forth punishment? Well, we started looking into it, and we found in a court-martial, manual court-martial for the military, if you go to preamble on 2019 one, the first under the first section of that preamble, sources of military jurisdiction, it says the sources of military jurisdiction include the Constitution and international law includes the law of war. So the first thing it says it has jurisdiction over is what? The Constitution. And so also the military, what they do in their judicial is they bring forth punishments or discipline. That's what their judicial purpose is, okay? So I just leave that with the folks. Oh, by the way, it also talks about the jurisdiction being over belligerent, occupying enemy territory. So when individuals don't sign, you know, take an oath to the office and they're occupying a government going against the United States, guess what? And then you look at the FBI, which doesn't even have a charter. Look up that stuff, too. And now they're acting like the military because, what, they're armed individuals. So I just put that out there for people to understand. And this is why it's important for us to stand up and go to our board of supervisors in matters of this, start educating them so we can get them to do the right thing. And we have people start getting on our side and getting them in the position so they can work on behalf of the people. Okay. I can go on. I see it's getting the time for you, so I'll let you step in if you'd like.
Yeah, I'll take the show back from Daniel, the new host of the Everything Home Show, which will soon be the Save My Freedom Save My Freedom with Michelle Swinnick is the new name of the show. We didn't get a chance to share any of that stuff, but that's okay. And there's other stuff that was in the queue that's not ready to go. You're not going to see today, but we're going to do it next week. But if you want to join us on Wednesday, we're going to do that Zoom call. You're going to have Daniel running it, and he's going to give you more information so you can, and we'll do Q&As. And I want people all over the country to be coming on this, because then we can get this in every state. And we're going to get real loud, and you're going to take back your state. We're going to take back this country. This is a vehicle to do it, okay? We made it easy. We're going to, and you're going to show you how to show up in person, you know, give you a 2-minute speech that goes viral, you know what I mean, those ones. So pop up number 20 real quick. I wanted you guys to see this. I edited the graphic today, graphic number 20. So it's going to be azsavesamerica.us. And SaveMyFreedom.us. If you want to go to the Zoom call, you just when you go subscribe to the SaveMyFreedom.us, you can send an email. So you can send me an email, tell me that you want to go, put your name in there and your phone number, so I got that, and then I'll send you the link for the Zoom. Now, if you look, what does it say on there? We're going to have you sign the notice, because you're going to be signing the notice through the Act for America, which is the one-click email, and an email is going to email everybody in the state that we did for the ban the machines and the redo and do not certify the election. So they're all going to get it. All the turds, the county attorneys, Hobbit, Fontes, the border supervisors, all of them, the SOBs, they're going to get it. They're going to get all these notices. It's going to be the elections director and the county recorders, the same old crew, the Adams family of Arizona. They're all going to get these notices, and I want you to do it every day. And you can do it 20 times a day. I don't care. Just blow them up and just make sure that it just goes. Now, if you notice there, it says, I changed it. This is Liz Harris's saying, I changed it. Arizona will be the first domino to explode, people, because we the people are pissed, and we're coming back. We're coming for our state, and we're going to do it. We're going to take back the state. We're going to take back the elections that they've illegally hijacked through administrative insurrection. When you guys find out all the stuff that really happened on November 8th, because I have the information, I know it. This is what I've been doing for 7 months with Leo. Your heads are going to explode. You're going to be so pissed. So right now, we're having you do this in the meantime, because I can't come out yet, because I can't get a straight answer, and I don't want to go to jail. I can get an answer from the county. Told me I got to go hire an attorney to ask the question. It's a yes or no answer. It's unbelievable. They're all in on it, all right? So we need you to join us. You're going to go, just give me about 20 minutes, 30 minutes, and I'm going to put the link on there so it'll go directly to the campaign. Go to SaveMyFreedom.us. You're going to join us Wednesday at 6 o'clock Pacific, 9 Eastern. Daniel's going to teach you how to do, like, what to do, explain Q&A. There's really not much to do other than get people on board to click the one-click email campaign. Less than 2 minutes a day, okay? If you subscribe to the Substack, I'm going to be really active in it. We're going to be doing a lot more lives, because this is crunch time. This is go time, guys. Go time. One thing I've got to say real quick. It does not take, oh, we did that one already. All that is necessary for the triumph of evil is that good men do nothing. This is not the time for you guys to do nothing. What did I say about James 4:17? What was that other one? Right? You're just as guilty, because now you know, and you all know this. Everybody in the state of Arizona who does not do this and is not sick and doing anything for the elections, everyone that's elected official, all the turds, all those categories of people, they're just as guilty as the people that are raping children all day long, because they've done nothing. They've done nothing to fix the problem, because they are the problem. So now stand in the gap, everybody, for the children. SaveMyFreedom.us. This is time to take action. Get on the battlefield. Get serious about this. We get enough bodies. We get enough loud mouths. Digitally, social media posts and tag them. We got this. You're going to turn that flag right side up, and it's not going to take long. We the people are pissed. Let your voice be heard. Have a great weekend. Oh, wait, real quick. Brighteon is running right now. The flag day event that we did. Brighteon is so awesome. They treat me so well. They guys are amazing. So if you go to their live events channel right now on Brighteon.tv, the live events, they're running the summit that we did, the flag day summit with all the 46 speakers. They're running it right now through the entire weekend, so you can watch that. And then if you need to catch it after that, you can always go to my Rumble. It's on there. And on the SaveMyFreedom.us, the first tab says watch the summit. I'm going to click that, change it so it goes to Brighteon TV, because I want you to see the other amazing shows on Brighteon TV. Support that network. That's people telling the truth. And they supported us on Wednesday. And they support me every single week. They put up with my crap. So thank you, guys. Join us. This is serious. Have a great weekend.
You've been listening to Everything Home's special segment, Stories Needing Sharing, with Michelle Swinnick, the queen of quality content. Life, laughter, and the pursuit of happiness. To meet, learn from, and hire the experts and the guests, professionals, and members of the Everything Home Socially Conscious Referral Network and Marketplace, visit everythinghometalkshow.com/episodes. And to listen, subscribe, rate, review, like, follow, comment, and share, go to www.everythinghometalkshow.com and find us on all the major listening platforms. Thanks for listening. We hope you were entertained, and we hope that you picked up some real-life, tangible takeaways from some good people doing good business and good things. Till next time, this is Everything Home, signing off.